Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play ball! It's 30 with Murdy with your host, Sweeney Murdy.
Those days are gone. The whole industry is different, you know? It's like four basic agreements ago, it seems like, and with revenue sharing and, you know, stadium funding that we moved into the new stadium that we're paying a big bill on. And so there's a lot of different impediments from the amateur talent pipeline and stuff. So I know it's great for you all to harken back to, but I would harken back to when George was in his heyday, but I was also here young when the position and the questions I was asking for was, hey, wouldn't it be better if you didn't have, you know, that type of, you know, emotional reactionary and forget the system and forget the pipeline and forget developing talent and just import every available major league player, even if he's towards the back end of his career, at the expense of the future, because the present's all that matters now, and that created more complications. So listen, you can burn the candle on both ends and have what's better, what's not, but the system that we're operating in today is completely different than the one he had free reign on, and most of all the preventive measures that have been put in were because of George Steinbrenner and the New York Yankees. So whether it was the amateur draft and the slotting, and then the penalties associated with winning the games now, you know, rewards, you know, it, you know, that reward might not be the right word, but rewards losing, so it drags the teams that are struggling back up into a winning environment, and it penalizes the teams that are winning and pushes them back. We're real proud of how we've gone about our business, that we haven't been dragged down yet. You know, we're doing as many countermeasures to that as we possibly can, so we can maintain a real legitimate chance on a year in and year out basis to qualify for the playoffs and take a shot at a world championship title. And so all of our decision making is designed to go to that, and the investment that Hal Steinbrenner takes is significant. Trust me, I know, because I know what goes on in other clubs and how they invest in some of their infrastructure. Some do more than others. This man is always there doing, for the most part, accepting our recommendations. Not all, but most. And he's personally and intimately involved, with this entire operation and allowing us to continue to seek higher ground and create bigger and better departments and hire the best people to provide for our players, so they're in a better position to have success on the field for our fan base. So regardless of who the next big free agent is and where they ultimately sign, the message from my perspective as general manager of this club for a long time is we like our club. We got a special group of people. We're one of the teams that I think have a legitimate shot to do something like being the last team standing and celebrating. There's a long way to go from that comment I just made to it actually happening, but on this date, we have a legitimate shot to do that because of who we have and the players we've assembled, and it's taken the time to assemble, and the very difficult path that you walk making those type of strategic decisions to string things together. So ultimately, we'll be judged in the end on all that different stuff. But I do like our team a lot, and I like what we got going on here, and we wanted to be extremely talented, to compete at the highest level. Check on both those. They're going to be that as long as we stay healthy. I wanted to be professional with dealing with you on an everyday basis, so therefore we can communicate with our fans the best possible way, which is be pros with the media, pros with our fan base, represent that Yankee uniform and what it stands for, which is excellence, and excellence doesn't guarantee success on a year and out basis, but what I can guarantee our fans on behalf of that Steinbrenner family is that our pursuit of excellence is there all the time, and you can judge us, and you will judge us. That's your job, and their fans' job, obviously, to judge us on those steps we do take. But trust me, every step we're taking is in the pursuit of excellence, and so hopefully we're taking the right steps, but time will tell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.